Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled, A Humble and Grateful Servant.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant, who had just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, wait on me while I eat and drink, you may eat and drink when I am finished'? Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. This, in some ways, is a strange reading. It would sound as if Jesus is saying we don't need to appreciate one another, to appreciate what someone does for us, even if that person does it because he's supposed to do it. Do we not express gratitude? In fact, however, this particular text in the Gospel according to Luke is followed by the text about the 10 lepers, only one of who returns and expresses gratitude to Jesus for being healed. So we know that Jesus is quite aware of the importance of gratitude, that we are called upon to be grateful to one another. Perhaps Luke puts that story of the 10 lepers immediately after this saying of Jesus, so that we don't get it wrong, so that this may sound like he's saying there is no need to be grateful, but wants to make very sure that no, gratitude is one of the supreme virtues in life. And gratitude is the other side of the coin of humility. If one is genuinely humble, generally, knowing oneself, one's strengths, and one's weaknesses, if one is a humble person, one is also going to be a grateful person, and vice versa. In fact, the text immediately before this one in the Gospel, according to Luke, has to do with someone who has faith the size of a mustard seed. In other words, we should be able to recognize that humble servants of the Lord that we are, we can't brag about our faith, that if we really did have much faith, we would do far more good and charitable things than we do. So in one way, you could say that Jesus is putting the disciples in their place, saying, "Are you not aware, as servants of God, that you should be doing great things? And when doing those great things, you should be doing them simply expecting a reward." So in some way, perhaps, yes, Jesus is here humbling them so that they might be grateful to God. But there is that closing line. Is this servant who's done what he's supposed to be doing grateful because he did what was commanded? So with us, when we've done what we've been commanded, we should simply say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." We shouldn't be expecting additional praise. Now, all of us do need to be affirmed. All of us do need to be appreciated. All of us do need to be thanked. And likewise, all of us need to appreciate what others do for us and to thank them. But there are a couple things that stir deeply inside of us that might make us want to be appreciated, but makes it difficult for us to rejoice in the recognition someone else receives. It's not easy for us to recognize the good in the other. In other words, at the basis of some of this inability to express gratitude to others when we expect gratitude to be shown to us has to do with envy. And is Jesus beginning to acknowledge and force the disciples to face up to the reality that envy can get hold of us and lead us not to be able to appreciate and recognize one another? Is Jesus beginning to see or to point out that envy could destroy this band of apostles? We see another text, the story about James and John wanting to be at the right hand and the left hand when Jesus comes into his kingdom, and the other disciples are quite upset. So, when we do exactly what we're supposed to do, should we expect praise for simply fulfilling our responsibilities and duties in life? On the one hand, we are servants of God. And as God's servants, we are indeed required in some ways to be obedient, faithful servants, and not expect God to say, "Wow, wow, how great thou art for having done what you're supposed to do. We've kept the commandments. We've given thanks to God. We recognize in our own humility that God's grace has been at work in our lives." It is a tough text because it requires of us that we think about what my expectations might be in terms of how I expect to be praised when doing what I do, when I ought not expect it, even though I value it, but more so to look at my relationship with others. How do I express my gratitude to them? Even if they are simply doing what they do, and I am a fellow servant with them, or I am their employer, or in some ways I am in charge, do I appreciate them? So it might be a roundabout way of Jesus entering into our lives, trying to get at that vicious cycle of envy, whereby I want to be praised, but I find it so difficult to praise someone else. And so I ought not to expect every time I do what I'm supposed to do to be thanked or praised. But if I do expect that, why do I not do unto others as I would have them do unto me? Oh, given how this text is sandwiched there between Jesus pointing out their need for humility in terms of their lack of faith and not doing all that they could do, having faith as much as a mustard seed, they could have even done more, and the text on the lepers about gratitude, I think we are being challenged here to take a look at how humility operates in my life and how gratitude does. As an unworthy servant, as someone who does what he's supposed to do, can I simply accept doing what I do and finding sufficient satisfaction in that? Or do I expect more than what really is due? But when it comes to others, do I show my gratitude? I am a servant of the Lord. I do for God what God asks of me. I don't expect God to reward me for every time I do what I'm supposed to do. God should expect gratitude from me. And likewise, I should show gratitude to others as well as to God, being the humble servant that I am called to be. How humble am I? How grateful am I? This text ought not disturb me if I am humble and grateful, but it also ought to disturb me because it makes me aware that perhaps pride and envy are nudging their way into my psyche, and I should stop, stand back, and notice that and say, thank you, Lord, for calling it to my attention. God bless you.